beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Today, children everywhere are making preparations for an event of world-shaking significance, the annual visit of Santa Claus. Informed sources report legions of junior citizens are making monumental efforts not to cry and not to pout. Meanwhile, letters by the thousands have been flooding postal facilities at the North Pole.
Doggone thing always conks out when you... Well, hello there. My name's Special Delivery Kluger, SD for short. Oh, I've got lots of letters for Santa today. And every year, they're the same. Some ask for toys, but a lot ask questions. Like, you take this one. I bet one of you wrote it.
Dear Santa, why do you wear a red suit?
Uh-huh. I thought so. And this one.
My turn. Dear Santa, why do you come down the chimney when I'm asleep?
How about these?
Why do you have whiskers?
Why do you live at the North Pole?
Why do you leave presents and
why do you always
stockings?
Come on
why
Christmas
is your
Eve?
Why
some reindeer? People call you Chris Kringle? Why?
Now, hold on. I can answer all your questions because I know everything about Santa.
Now, Santa is a busy man. He has no time to play. He's got millions and millions of stockings to fill on Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Steve and Mike from Tooncast Beyond, only on the Geekcast Radio Network. This is our 25 days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas 2016. This is day two. Joining me once again is Steve Megatron. Hello.
There.
And today, we're going to be talking about Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
He sure is.
This was yet another Rankin Bass special. This was done in 1970, so this came out before A Year Without a Santa Claus, and it basically revolves around how Santa Claus became Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
It's basically, Santa Claus's origin story. And, you know, honestly, I have not, like, again, some of these are going to be ones that I don't watch normally every year. Like, for me, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Charlie Brown Christmas, you know, those are my main go-tos. Some of these that we're going to be talking about in this special 25 Days of Two Guests Beyond Christmas are ones that I haven't seen in a long time and that kind of thing. I remember this, but watching it again for the first time in a very long time with the origin story, I drew a lot of allusions to this in the Santa Claus 1 and 2. Well,
not,
because...
Not too far off.
Well, yeah, but I mean, because, you know, you're on point. You look at Santa here in this special, and, you know, his name is Claus. He goes from place to place to place and has a little adventure as a baby. He ends up at the elf's house, or the elves and gnomes. I'm like, wait, what the hell does lawn gnomes have to do with this? Anyway, but he ends up at the elf's house and all that and everything else, and he eventually ends up with a bright orange beard. And again, it's Santa when he's younger. He meets his Mrs. Claus in Jessica. And, yeah, do you remember the first time you saw this one as a kid?
Yep, I was a kid. I grew up with a lot of these from this company, because my mom had watched them all as a kid. So we owned all of them, and we went through them ad nauseum every Christmas, and we still do. Mm-hmm. Because it's a family tradition now. I saw this probably, you know, I was probably 6-7 years old when I saw these for the first time. Maybe a little bit younger, but I can't remember that far back, but I do remember watching them and how entertaining it was, especially with the way that this story plays out.
Right. going through the, before we get into the full plot here, going through the voice cast, we've got a bunch of cool people. We really, really do. First of all, you got Fred Astaire as S.D. Kluger, who is the narrator. Come on, people, it's Fred Astaire. I mean, all we're waiting for now is Ginger Rogers. Anyway, Mickey Rooney once again, or originally, plays Kris Kringle, Santa Claus. Keenan Wynn is the Winter Warlock. Robbie Lester, Roby Lester, is Jessica / Mrs. Claus. And Mr. Paul Frees is Burgermeister Meisterburger, the newsreel announcer, Kringle Brothers, Grimsley, Burgermeister Soldiers, Sombertown Civilians, the nervous homeowner, Scrooge-like man, and he's the CEO. Basically, Paul Frees is half the characters in the town. And then you got Joan Gardner as Tanta Kringle, Summertown Civilians, and business store clerk. For me, because it is Paul Frees as the villain, and I remember him as the voice of Car and Knight Rider, this was really cool. And again, I have not seen this since I was a kid. I remember watching this as a kid, but my problem is now looking back on that time, I remembered nothing from this story, and all I remembered was listening to Bruce Springsteen. I don't know why. No, I'm serious. Like, and that's one of the reasons why we're doing this, is so we can find out if there are certain Christmas specials that we've never seen. If there are certain, as I mentioned yesterday, I went through every single U.S. release Christmas cartoon listed on Wikipedia that I could find. I'm not just talking about the Christmas specials that we all know and love and watch. I'm talking about, like, episode, tomorrow you're going to get an episode of Dexter's Lab. You know, so I'm talking about cartoons that have Christmas episodes. Anything between God knows how long ago, you know, since Looney Tunes days, anything between that time, you know, the 1920s and 30s, until now, anything that has had an animated Christmas special, I tried to find. And as I said yesterday, I found 50 total items for two full years of this special, Toon Cast Beyond, 25 Days of Christmas. So, going back and watching through some of this stuff, I found myself wondering, like, where was I on some of these? Because I just don't remember these as a kid. Watching this now, I absolutely love it because it's one of those ones where it takes the song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and basically breaks the song down into a full-on story that actually is really good. I mean, I know the Rankin Bass specials are excellence and on par to Christmas specials, but we live in a time now where we expect stories to be so damn good, and some of them just aren't. This was back in a time when they were so damn good, because they were, you know, that they had to somehow prove something to the world, and being able to break down a Christmas song and make a full story out of it, that's just epic and awesome. So the plot here is, as I said, it's mailman special delivery, Kluger, voiced by Fred Astaire. You know, he's telling the story, and we have various bits of the song come in throughout the story. You know, we get to the gloomy city of Sombertown, ruled by the ill-tempered Burgermeister Meisterburger.
Still a funny name.
Yeah. And it's so funny the way he says it. I'll have to throw it in the episode somewhere. You know, a baby arrives on his doorstep with a name tag reading Claus and a note requesting that the Burgermeister raise the child. He then orders his lawkeeper Grimsby, also voiced by Paul Frees, to take in the baby to the orphan asylum. On the way there, a gust of wind blows both sled and baby into the mountain of the Whispering Winds. So basically, Claus ends up as a lost baby until he finds himself at the Kringles, and that's how he gets the name Kris Kringle. The name of the Kringles. Oh my God! When they all pop out, when the first one hears the kind of like the baby thing hitting the door, when they all pop out and say their names, I'm like, wait, what? Who? Like, what in the world is going on here? The Kringles are a funny, funny family.
Oh, they're very funny.
Yep. And as the plot continues and goes through, we see how Chris was originally bringing toys to boys and girls every day of the year. We do not need Christmas all the time, folks.
Christmas every day? That was a movie.
It was also an episode of Fairly Odd Parents, too. So as the story progresses, he meets Jessica because part of the story is the Burgermeister doesn't like toys. So he basically outlaws toys in Sombertown. And, you know, you'd think that they would rename the town after the end of the movie, like Jollyville or something. I don't know. And it's just a huge back and forth of the Burgermeister trying to foil his plot. And I kind of see the Burgermeister's point where, at first, where Chris was basically just walking into houses. I kind of see that.
He's trespassing.
Yeah, I kind of see that. And then he outsmarts him and goes down the chimneys. And I just love the way this thing is so well-paced and so well-told. What did you enjoy about this one the most?
I like the progression from, like, birth to, like, old man Santa throughout this. So that's one of my favorite things about this. You get to kind of see how Mrs. Claus and Santa come about. The Winter Warlock was just freaky to begin with, and then he was just, like, whipped because he had nothing left. He's like, I have these corn kernels and a kick the can and these candles, and sounded like MacGyver.
Mm-hmm.
What can I throw together this week to create the most unimaginable thing in the world? Flying reindeer. Okay, that sounds great. Let's go. I was down for that. It was very entertaining. Burgermeister is probably the worst part of the movie, and so he should be, because he's evil and kind of a dick. So there is that too. I love the movie. Not as much as The Year Without a Santa Claus. But this gives a nice, because you get to see everything once he is Santa. And I like to put, like, Rudolph kind of, like, in the middle somewhere.
Yeah.
And then put Year Without a Santa Claus, like, towards the end, and then put this one at the beginning. So it's kind of like you got this nice, like, progression of time of, like, everybody. The other thing that doesn't line up is Mrs. Claus and Rudolph. but we could just say that that's not in continuity, just kind of like, you know, Teen Titans. Yeah. Because, We have Rudolph, and we have Mrs. Claus with black hair, and this she has red hair, and then she's got white hair in the other one. So, unless you imagine Santa having multiple, but that's multiple Claus.
Santa would not create, and Santa would not be a bigamist or a polygamist. No, no, no.
But he could have multiple Claus.
Ew.
Claus are on you. That's about the only difference really between them all. I enjoy the film for what it is, and having the narrator in the train was kind of weird, but
yeah. And I know growing up we all loved watching these on television, because that's pretty much the only place we could have them. But now that they're on DVD physical media, I don't know if this is on digital media or not. I assume everything else is digital nowadays, so I assume it is. I don't know. I'm not looking it up. But, I'm looking at some of the trivia bits here, and one of them is the fact that when aired on ABC and ABC Family, each version has different things cut out. And I mean, I get it. It's for kids on TV. I understand that now for nowadays. But for me, I'd rather just pop in the DVD and watch the full thing that isn't edited at all.
I have the DVDs for these, so I, yeah.
Yeah. Mickey Rooney would go on to, after Santa Claus is Coming to Town, voice Santa in the one we talked about yesterday, Year of the Santa Claus, and then Rudolph and Frosty's Christmas in July, which apparently is the sequel to The Year Without a Santa Claus. Okay. Oh, no. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Rudolph and Frosty's Christmas in July, and then the sequel to A Year Without the Santa Claus, A Miser Brothers Christmas. Wow, that's funny.
Miser Brothers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Miser Brothers Christmas wasn't nearly as good as the actual Miser Brothers.
Mm.
I was not as happy with that. So...
So it takes 8 minutes for Kris Kringle to say his first line in this.
It does.
He doesn't say anything. Yeah, it doesn't say anything for the first 8 minutes, because that's the whole point when he's a baby. So So yeah. I really dig this. I loved watching this again. This is so fun. Between the Burgermeister Meister Burgers villainy and Kris Kringle's heroics and basically bringing cheer and goodwill to all the children, I just absolutely love watching this again. This is definitely one that I will be adding back into my yearly Christmas watching. Because, like I said, I haven't seen this in a long time. And I always kept misconstruing it with the Bruce Springsteen version of the song. So, because honestly, I think that's the only version I really listen to is the Bruce Springsteen version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, it's not that I don't like the regular version or any of the other sung versions. It's just that's the version that I always end up listening to at Christmas time. All right. So for our ratings here, 0 to 5 stars, what do you give Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
Probably about a 3.5, only because I have, as much as I enjoyed it, I have a hard time really wanting to watch it because of the dark undertones and the dark color palette of like the Burgermeister and the Winter Warlock at the beginning. It kind of was a little bit freaky as a kid, and even to this day, like, it's not one that I like go out of my way to watch. Like, I will actually avoid this one over some of the other ones.
Right.
But I don't hate it, but it's not, again, it's not my favorite.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a 4.5. Like I said, I have not seen this in so long. I really enjoyed this. I thought this was great. I'm only taking a 0.5 off for some of the dark undertones, but for me, it comes down to the voice of the Burgermeister as Paul Frees. And I love that man's voice. I think he's one of the better, one of the great classic voice actors of this time in this generation that these specials are coming out in. So that's gonna do it for today, folks. As I said earlier, it is on DVD and all that stuff. Thank you for joining us here on Toon Cast Beyond. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. You can comment on this and all our other episode posts. Let us know, folks, if you grew up with this or if you didn't grow up with this, or, you know, what you think about it and all that good stuff. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. You can follow at Tooncast Beyond. You can follow at Geekcast Radio for all the network updates. Mine is TFG1 Mike. What is your Twitter?
SCP21.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/geekcastradionetwork. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving a message for and your name. 502-526-5821. As I said yesterday, there's going to be a special New Year's episode of Tooncast Beyond where we play all the voicemails if we get any. So there you go, folks. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the 25 Days of Tooncast Beyond 2016 and wish you'll join us next time when we will be giving you our thoughts on Dexter's Lab, Dexter versus Santa Claus, as in Dr. Claus.
Is this the Bender versus Santa Claus?
No, I don't remember if it's Bender.
It's in Futurama.
Oh, no, this is Dexter's Lab.
I know. I'm talking about the better version.
Oh, okay. Well, alrighty then.
The murder, now, the murderous is Santa Claus.
Jeez. You can't kill the Claus.
No, he's the murderous Santa Claus robot.
Oh, Bender's always a murderous robot.
It's awesome.
For now, I'm TFG and Mike with
Steve Megatron Phillips.
Thank you for listening. Until next time, go hang some stockings, folks.
Speaking of